Second Timothy chapter number 2, starting at verse number 1. Very familiar scripture here. I'll try to deliver my heart to you. Thou therefore, my son, be strong.
Yes.
Strong within. We need some strong people within today, don't we?
Yes. Jesus.
In the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Thou therefore, my son.
Yeah.
Amen. This word son means, if I'm saying it right, tiknon, which means child.
Yeah.
My child. Paul was talking to Timothy as his own son here, as his own child. Remember, when you were my child in the faith,
yeah.
Amen, and I've reared you, I've taught you, I've tried to put something in you. Now he's saying, my days are numbered. Amen. He shortly says, I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I kept the faith.
Yeah.
A little bit later on here. Amen. But he's telling young Timothy now, when old brother Paul ain't around no more, Timothy, one thing remember, be strong.
Be strong.
Amen. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Paul saying here, buddy, I have put the truth in you, Timothy.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, praise God, stand for the truth. Amen. Stand with other brothers and sisters that stand for the truth.
Yeah.
Thou therefore, verse number 3. Amen. Where the meat of my message comes from here. Thou therefore, endure hardness.
All right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you're going to serve God, you're going to have to go through some hardness.
Yes.
Sure. Amen. We'll get into it in a moment, but this word hardness here means difficulty.
Yes.
Amen. If you're going to stand for God for very long at all, you're going to have some difficult times.
Yeah.
Amen. Endure hardness, he likens this, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right.
No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. If the Lord would help us for just a few minutes tonight, I'd like to draw a text out of verse number 3. Thou therefore endure hardness. Amen. I'd like to preach on enjoy the blessings and endure the hardness. Enjoy the blessing,
yeah,
but you got to endure the hardness.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Paul said, Timothy, somebody handed this to me. Now I'm handing it to you. Praise
Woo.
God.
All right.
I've given you the truth. Now I want you to stand for the truth. He didn't say I want you to go to jail for the truth, but he said, if standing for the truth, amen, incorporates going to jail, then go to jail.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Sure.
Hallelujah. Amen. Stand for the truth, Timothy, no matter what. Fight for the truth. Preserve the truth, no matter what.
That's it.
Paul is writing to young Timothy here. Amen. Timothy at this time was kind of up and coming in the faith. He hadn't been through the fire like Paul had been through the fire.
Right.
He hadn't been learned the lessons of life like Paul had learned the lessons of life. Each generation of believer has a responsibility to pass this truth on to the next generation.
Right. All right.
Amen. And I'm not standing here tonight as an old patriarch of the faith, but I have been in this all of my life. I mentioned that this morning, Brother Anthony. I've served God from this young boy up until the age that I am now. I'm like, Brother Anthony, I'm going to be reserved until my age. Amen. Hey, I stood for this for a long time.
Yeah.
Amen. And one concern that I have tonight, church, is, and once again, I'm not speaking like an old gray-headed man here, but one concern that I have is that we're not giving the full truth to the next generation like we received it. Amen.
Right.
Great God. It seems like each generation that passes, amen, passes on just a little bit less of what they received. But Paul said, I know what it's like to, amen, experience God and His power, yeah, and His richness. Amen. And Timothy, I've experienced it with you. I've taught you, I've showed you. Amen. You've seen the power of God in our work together. Now, whatever you do, stand for this to the next generation. Hallelujah. Stand like a good soldier. Stand like a man of God and stand for the truth. Hallelujah. Hey, great God, don't choose hardship, but choose the right way, even though it involves hardship. Hey, God, that's right. Amen. With the blessing comes hardship. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And with each hardship comes a blessing. Somebody said, I don't want to go through hardships. Well, you probably won't get a blessing, because with blessing comes hardship.
Right.
Amen. Hey, God, somebody said, I don't want to go through a drought. Well, sometimes you got to go through the drought to see the rain. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Well, I don't want to go through the valley. Amen. I tell you, you got to go through the valley to enjoy the mountain. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us here tonight, along with the hardship comes the blessing. Amen. No hardship, no blessing. Amen. God, give me the blessing. Amen. Help me, Lord, to enjoy the blessings. But if I'm going to enjoy the blessing, then I must endure the hardship.
Yeah.
You heard an old brother here tonight that said, amen, I enjoyed and I endured the hardship of laying in a bed for 4 months sick. Amen. Sister Carol was worried sick about him, and she called me when Brother Burrow was laying in the bed. I think it was on the ninth day that he had hardly ate when he had that flu and got sick back in the winter, and he was on his ninth day where he hardly even held anything down. Brother Burrow was so sick he couldn't talk to me on the phone. But his daughter said, I'm worried about Dad. He's weak. He's laying in the bed, can't eat, can't drink. I don't know what to do. And I said, well, sis, I can't tell you what to do. Amen. But don't let him lay there and get too weak. Call the ambulance and take him to the hospital. And she said, he's too stubborn. He won't go. Amen. And surely not, Brother Burrow. Hey, he won't go. But Brother Burrow said tonight, amen, I endured a little bit of hardship. But look at the blessing that come out of it. God rained down money, amen, for the mission work. And I didn't even have to go to the church. I come to tell us, great God, there's going to be hardships. There's going to be stumbling blocks in the road. But great God, if I ever want to enjoy that blessing, I got to know what it's like to go through the valley. I got to know what it's like to lay in the bed for a while. I got to know what it's like to have a hard time if I want to see the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hey, God. Amen. We want to win, but we don't want to fight.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I want to make it. I want to be the winner of the race, but I don't want to practice, and endure and get myself, amen, trained for the endurance. I want to win the race, but I don't want to run 10 miles every day to get ready for it. Hey, God, I come to tell us you need to get ready to run the race, amen, and endure some hardship to enjoy the blessing, amen. Hey, God, that old boy on the swim team. Amen. And he was a fast swimmer. I guess he was picked to win the race. Amen. There they were swimming on in a beach where there was sand involved. I guess in there. And that old young swimmer, however they do it on you, Mark, get set. That's the way women and girls do it. When we swim in the pool, I beat them for years. Amen. I like to win. Raylan's gaining ground on me. She about beat me the other day. Amen. She's young and growing, and Dad's old and wearing down. Amen. Hey,
come on,
she about took me over. Amen. But amen, on your mark, get set, go. Amen. And the swimmer that was picked to win the race, he dove in. Amen. And they noticed that very shortly after the swim had started, he filtered out and finally just quit swimming. And then somebody else won the race. And when he finally come back to the shore, his coach was chewing him out. What in the world happened? Why did you quit? Why didn't you try to swim a little harder and win the race? place. And that young boy said, amen, when I first dove in, I tried to get to, amen, heart of a go, and I dove too deep. And when I dove deep, my head went into the sand, and I got a mouthful of sand. Hey, and he said, I tried to get the sand out of my mouth, but I couldn't get it out. It distracted me so much, amen, that I couldn't finish the race. And that coach looked at that swimmer and said, boy, you should have swallowed the sand and kept on swimming.
Right.
You need some sand in your system. I come to tell us, sometimes you gotta swallow the sand.
Woo.
And keep on swimming. Sometimes you gotta go through the hard time,
yeah,
to enjoy the blessing. It's gonna be hard. Nobody said it's gonna be easy, but I gotta make it. I gotta make it all the way to the finish line.
Yes, Lord.
Don't choose hardship, but if hardship, amen, involves suffering for him, then that's what I'm going to do. Hey, I didn't want to be made fun of, but if standing for God means making me made fun of,
yeah,
then so be it. I remember standing for God, me and just a few others, in our entire public high school. I didn't go to school, Brother Anthony, and say, boys, won't you make fun of me for the cause of Christ? No, I didn't ask for that. All I did was made my mind up that I was going to stand for God.
Yeah.
Amen. But because I stood for God, I was made fun of.
Yeah.
I was the old preacher boy. Amen. I was the old fogey that wouldn't go to the proms, and wouldn't go to the movies, and wouldn't go to, amen, cruise with them up and downtown on Friday nights. Hey, I was the outcast. I didn't choose to be made fun of. I only chose to stand for him.
Yeah.
And if standing for him involves hardship, then so be it. I've made my mind up. I'm going to stand for God.
Woo!
I said I made my mind up. I'm going to stand for him. Amen.
Woo!
Great God. Hey, I've told you before. Amen. I don't know why I said this, and I've been on this a few times, but I made my mind up when I was 13 or 14. I should have kept a journal, you know, you forget. But I was a young man, and I knew the Lord had a calling on my life. And I told you the other night, and I'll stand by this, I believe a preacher is held to a higher calling, amen, than just a lay member or just, you know, just a Christian, amen. A preacher's held to a higher standard, amen. And once again, this is my personal conviction. I'm not saying it's wrong if you don't do it. But as for Jason, I was riding a Fuller one day. We did a lot of that growing up. I was riding a Fuller one day, and I looked down at them old long lanky arms of mine, and I looked half naked. It got me, I thought, man, I gotta put some sleeves on them arms. And I gave up wearing a short sleeve shirt. And later God called me to preach. I knew God had a amen calling for me in life. And that was a decision I made years ago. I'm not telling you to make that decision. That's what God dealt with Jason about. Amen. You know, there are personal convictions. Amen. And if God deals with you on a personal conviction, you better lay it aside as though the Bible said it. Amen.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
And God will deal with your heart on what he wants you to do. Amen.
Right.
My mom had a best friend, Charlotte. Amen. We was growing up there. Charlotte had a bunch of kids our age. Charlotte had 7 kids. Charlotte loved. Amen. I ain't got to this place yet. I know y'all make fun of me. And I get on a row out there playing cornhole. And Brother J.R. said he comes down here, and y'all think he's studying, but he's out there practicing cornhole. Hey, no, that's not me. I hope the Lord don't tell me to quit playing. I'm not too involved, really. I like to play, but I ain't tied up in it like that.
Oh.
Amen. But Charlotte got to the place. All she wanted to do, I'm talking about a woman, was pitch him horseshoes. She loved that. Amen. I guess she said she got up in the morning, and all she could think about was who she could play horseshoes with. She went to bed at night. That's all that was on her mind. Until she said, the Lord said, Charlotte, you're going to have to quit throwing horseshoes. And she did. As far as I know, she ain't pitched one to this day. She quit pitching horseshoes. Is there anything? anything wrong with horseshoes? No. But it got between her and the Lord. And if anything gets between you and God, you better kick it out. That's why I said, if your hand offend you, cut it off. If your eye offend you, pluck it out. I'd rather go to heaven than I would have the whole world and miss out on heaven. Great God, and stand for what you believe in. Do you got convictions? Do you have anything to hold you to the cross?
Come on.
I like somebody's got a little bit of conviction.
Right.
Yeah. Big God. I like somebody's got a little bit of endurance to them. Amen.
All right.
Stand for the truth, Timothy. You got to learn to stand.
Right.
Example, before I move on to point two. Example. Amen. If God has blessed you with children, then you got hardship. Woo! Yes.
Come on, man.
Amen. Along with raising kids is hardship. But along with that hardship, it's great blessings. Amen.
Right.
Woo! Hey. Amen. Somebody said insanity is inherited from children. Amen. And that might be the case. Hallelujah. Hey. Raising kids is a hard job. But along with the hard job, it's a wonderful thing. Hey, and the great God, you got to endure the hardness. Amen. But thank God, amen, I'm going to enjoy the blessing. Hey, amen, the Lord is going to bless us.
Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
So, amen, Daniel never chose the lion then. He only chose to stand for God.
Right.
That's right. Amen. Daniel didn't get up in the morning and say, you know what, boys? I'm going to go. They're going to throw me a lion's den. No. He said, I'm going to keep on praying no matter what they say. And if praying costs me the lion's den, then so be it. Hallelujah. He didn't make his mind to go to the lion's den. He made his mind up to stand for God. That's the same thing that three Hebrew boys did. They didn't say, amen, why don't you just throw me in the fiery furnace? No. But they said, oh king, amen, we're not going to render to your word, amen, and bow to this idol, golden idol that you've got, amen, but we're going to stand for God. We're not bowing to this idol. We're standing for God. We're going to throw you in a fiery furnace.
Yeah.
Woo. They said, oh king, I hate to tell you, you can threaten me all you want. Amen. But I tell you, my Lord is going to stand with me when that music stops and everybody else is bowed. We're still going to be standing. We're still going to be standing for our God and not your idol God. Hey, what happened? They threw them into the fiery furnace. They endured the hardness, but they received the blessing. When they looked in there and said, did we not throw three men? And they said, yes. Well, I see a fourth man. Sometimes you gotta walk through the fire to get to a fourth man. Hey, I come to tell us, stand for God no matter what it cost you. Amen.
Yes,
praise
God. Yes.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Timothy, fight and defend the truth. Endure it in the line of duty. Don't, amen, run from the duty, like a Muhammad Ali. I don't even like to say that. Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
Don't be a draft dodger like Cassius Clay.
Right.
Don't be a draft dodger like Bill Clinton. Amen. But stand for the truth.
Right.
Stand up and fight for what you know is right.
Hey,
and no matter what it costs you, stand for the truth. Amen.
Amen.
I told him the other night, Brother Burrow, you'll like this. I'll fill you in on this. Amen. But in 1929, the stock market crashed. Amen. That week alone, I did a little research the other day. That week alone, the stock market lost, amen, I think it was 25 or 30% in 1 week. Amen. Great God. So you look, men lost almost half of what they had in 1 week. But over the next year is really when the depression set in. Over the next year, the market lost 90%. Amen. Of what was in the stock market. Men jumped out of buildings. Men took their own lives. Amen. And that entered us into the what we know today as the Great Depression.
Right.
Amen. Jobs were hard to come by. Young farm boys across this country starving half to death just to make a living, just struggling to survive. Amen. But what we didn't realize is the Great Depression of the 30s was getting us ready for 1940s, the early part of the 40s. Amen. While the Mideast over there and Russia and Germany and Europe was under siege in what is now known as World War II.
Yeah.
Amen. Over here was some boys that barely made it through. Amen. That scuffed along and were, amen, through the Great Depression. While we were minding our own business, the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor, which immediately ended us up in World War number two.
Right.
Hey, amen. Germany had the greatest trained army on the face of the earth, and they swept through Europe and took it over, all but Great Britain. Britain barely hung on, amen, and Russia was barely hanging on when we entered the war. I didn't know this. I did a little research, and they said that when Germany was pushing into southern Russia, Hitler wanted those southern oil wells, and if he'd have got them oil wells, they said nobody would have stopped Hitler, and you wouldn't be speaking English tonight. You'd be speaking German, and we'd be under the rule of Nazi Germany.
Yep.
Hey, but God had a different plan.
Yep.
Hey, amen. Those American boys had to suffer through the Great Depression. They knew what it was barely like to make it, and they stood in lines, and they signed up to fight for this country.
Yep.
They endured the hardness of the Great Depression, but when they went up against Rommel and the most trained army of all time, America came out with the victory.
Yeah.
Because they had been through hardness, they had been through the valley, and they was able to stand.
Woo.
Come to tell us, you gotta endure some hard times to stand in the battle.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
You gotta endure hardness.
Come on.
If you want to enjoy the blessing,
thank you, Lord.
All right.
Now you can believe what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure the results would have turned out the same. Amen. If that would happen with this generation.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Amen. Oh yeah.
Come on.
How you believe that? Well, look at what was the Vietnam 70s.
Yeah.
70s.
Yeah.
Amen. We lost the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
People don't like to say that. But we lost it. You know why? There's a bunch of yellow-bellied hippies like old rich Bill Clinton. Amen. That dodged the draft. Didn't want to fight. Didn't want to stand for the truth. And we lost the battle. I wonder what would happen today with a generation of Nintendo players. One preacher said, amen, kids today are growing heads that look like blocks because they stand in front of a block monitor and all they know how to do is play a game. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to work. They don't know hardships. Give us somebody that knows how to stand.
Yes, Lord, that's it. Gary told me the other day, it's a common, I didn't know this. Thank you, Lord.
A common problem of kids today, you know what it is?
Come on.
Carpal tunnel.
Yep.
Carpal tunnel, you know why?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Probably cell phones.
James?
Yeah. We got electronic generation.
That's the truth.
Amen?
Yeah.
Hey, God, if we can't win a war today by electronics, we probably ain't going to win it. Hey, amen. Come on now.
Yeah.
You can tighten up and get mad if you want.
Right.
It don't bother me. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I come to tell him. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier. What's a soldier do? They lay everything aside and fight for the truth.
My. That's exactly right.
Paul made it clear to Timothy, don't get entangled with the affairs of this life. Here's the words of John Phillips. Brother Tommy likes Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
I put copy and pasted this. I am reminded, Phillips said again, of my service in the British Army. He served in the British Army. When I was enlisted, I was issued a uniform, a mess kit, and a gun. The day of my induction, the day after my induction, I was given a cardboard box for my civilian clothes, which were to be packed up and shipped back home. I was in the Army. I had to surrender all of my rights, all of my freedoms of my civilian life. I could no longer pursue a career in banking. He was in the banking business. I could no longer attend my home church. I could no longer live at my home. I could no longer engage in my favorite hobbies or come and go as I pleased. I could take only a peripheral interest in politics. I was a soldier, and as such, I had to keep myself free from anything that would interfere with my being available to obey the commands of those in authority over me.
Right.
As an ordinary citizen, amen, is a free agent to do what he wanted. Amen. He can make his own decisions. He can tie up his time and how he wills. He said, but I cannot say, give me a few days. I've got to go make an important business decision. No, because I am a soldier. Thank God. When you go in the Army, one of the first things they do, they give you that gun, that mess kit, your uniform. And you know what they do, Brother Josh? They put about a number one on a clipper. Hey, and they go right down the middle, and they shave your head off. Everybody's got the same haircut. You can't even wear your hair how you want it. You can't even get up when you. They get you up before daylight. They wake you up, and you gotta make that bed. And they give you just a minute or two to eat, and you gotta do what they say. Why? Because they're getting you ready for the battle. Why? Because they're getting you ready for hardship. Yeah. You gotta endure hardship if you want to enjoy the blessing.
Yes, Lord. Woo. Praise God. God too. Amen. Exactly.